This is St. Louis Public Radio. Two charter schools planned for St. Louis will not open. The schools sponsored by the University of Missouri St. Louis were supposed to start teaching students last fall, but they couldn't find a building for their school. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, finding space is a major obstacle for charter schools.
When St. Elizabeth Academy closed in 2013, a group of alumni and former staff wanted to keep the educational tradition of the all-girls Catholic high school alive as a charter school. Jane Coyce and a dozen other co-founders wrote a plan and found a sponsor for what would be called Tessera Hall, but they couldn't find a physical home for the school on the south side of the city.
That part of the journey, that part of the puzzle, is the real snag for charter schools.
Former public schools were too large and expensive. Other spaces were the right size to start, but didn't have enough room to expand as grade levels would be added.
You know, we thought certainly that there would be something, you know, a warehouse, another shuttered grocery store, anything, you know, really, really difficult.
Charter school operators in St. Louis have had a hard time finding space to open or expand in the two decades of their existence here. That's in part because, unlike many other states, Missouri offers little assistance to charters for facilities. A dozen states award grants to charters to help pay building costs. Several other states provide additional per-student aid specifically for facilities. Todd Zebarth is from the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools and advises charters on funding. He says New York and California require traditional districts to supply underused building space to charters.
Unfortunately, Missouri is one of those states which they just haven't done much at all on this front.
There are dozens of former St. Louis public school buildings throughout the city, like Webster School and Old North. And while it now has broken windows and graffiti on its brick exterior, Amber Simpson wanted to buy the building for her charter school, Vernare Learning, that was supposed to open in 2016. She toured the school several times and spoke with administrators.
But when it got to that board level, things just seemed to fall apart at every turn.
Simpson couldn't find anywhere else in Old North suitable for her school and folded her plans to open. When charter growth was gaining momentum a decade ago, the governing board of St. Louis Public Schools placed a deed restriction on its dozens of empty buildings for what they could be used for. On the list, along with bars, liquor stores, and garbage dumps, was use as a school. Only after pressure from a lawsuit and the state legislature did SLPS stop enforcing it. Again, Amber Simpson.
After that, those that were able to get buildings, you'll notice that they're organizations that have lots of money. They're a national organization, so they're not a startup.
SLPS refurbished two former schools in 2013 and allowed the National KIPP Charter Network to use them rent-free. In exchange, KIPP students' standardized test scores also count toward SLPS's performance. An SLPS spokeswoman says the district is open to another partnership similar to its deal with KIPP schools and doesn't have a policy against selling buildings to charters. Many of the schools, though, have been vacant decades and now fallen into disrepair. And so charters have turned elsewhere. Many are in old church schools. Others have converted former factories and warehouses and even one bank into educational centers. Non-traditional spaces like that work perfectly for a new charter school, Kairos Academies, that is working to open in the Dutchtown neighborhood next fall. Co-founder Jack Crusant says a lengthy search has been made easier by their non-traditional school model. Kairos will have an open layout rather than classrooms.
Ultimately, that made our search for a building, if anything, a little bit easier because we can consider a wider variety of space options that aren't set up in these sort of like siloed classrooms.
Crusant says they're close to securing a place, but would not disclose the location. He did say it was not a former public school. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
To see the different buildings charter schools have moved into, visit stlpublicradio.org.